You're someone who likes to get the good stuff, right? The information that really matters, delivered in a way that sticks. Well, you've landed in the right place. This deep dive is laser focused on a topic that's not just about expanding your horizons, but actually upgrading your brain. The incredible neurological benefits of learning a new language. We're not just talking about, being able to order coffee in Paris.
No, definitely not.
This is about fundamentally changing how your mind works.
Exactly. Today, we're diving deep into the science of why language learning is such a potent cognitive enhancer.
Okay.
Our exploration is sparked by, well, a fascinating presentation from the Days of Education Quality event, specifically the language dopamine section.
Ah, okay.
And we'll be connecting these brain-level insights to the university's Foreign Language Center, the SJO,
Yeah.
and their core principles of quality, equality, and accessibility in education.
And we've got a really interesting collection of sources that have informed this. We're looking at excerpts from the Days of Education Quality 2025 document, which outlines the SJO's priorities. Then we have the language dopamine presentation itself, which pulls from some pretty compelling research.
It does. Things like recent data from Eurobarometer, studies from Edinburgh, Toronto, Chicago, Nevada.
Even Exeter,
It's like a good range.
definitely. And our goal for you today is really to go beyond the obvious career advantages.
The practical stuff.
Yeah, and really understand the tangible ways it reshapes your brain and boosts your overall well-being. We're aiming for those, aha moments that reveal the surprising power of, well, linguistic exploration.
Okay, so let's start with the engine behind some of this thinking. The university's Foreign Language Center, the SJO,
Right?
it's been a fixture at the university since way back in 1969. That's quite a long track record.
It is, yeah. And what's noteworthy is the SJO's enduring commitment to a, well, really well-rounded approach to language education.
They prioritize developing all four key skills: reading, listening, writing, and speaking, with a central focus on, effective communication.
And it sounds like they're not just dealing with undergraduate students.
No, not at all. The SJO supports l learners across all academic levels, bachelor's, master's, doctoral,
Wow.
and in a huge variety of fields: medicine, law, arts,
Whoa.
IT, you name it.
That must create a really rich learning environment, I imagine.
It really is. And the SJO emphasizes this reciprocal nature of learning. It's instructors and students from all these different disciplines kind of learning from each other.
A two-way street.
Exactly. And importantly, their guiding principles of quality, equality, accessibility, they present these not just as like future goals, but as integral to their current work.
Okay, so when the SJO talks about quality, what does it actually mean day to day? It's got to be more than just picking a good textbook, right?
Their commitment to quality involves a really thoughtful selection of methods and resources. So yeah, they use standard textbooks, but crucially, they also incorporate authentic, up-to-date materials, stuff developed by their own instructors,
Oh, you said.
especially for those more specialized language courses. It lets them address current issues and really foster critical thinking in a relevant way.
That makes a lot of sense. Things change so fast. And how does the SJO translate those big ideas of equality and accessibility into, well, concrete actions?
Yeah, this brings up an important point about making education inclusive, right?
Yeah.
So the SJO offers language courses not just for students, but also for university faculty and admin staff.
Oh, okay.
It shows a sort of university-wide commitment. They also participate in EU programs focused on development. They organize events, offer commercial courses, certifications,
Right.
and significantly, they provide comprehensive support for students with disabilities.
How's that work?
Things like accessible infrastructure, properly trained staff, and even offering individualized classes tailored to specific needs.
It really sounds like the SJO is laying some crucial groundwork. Now let's get to the part that really grabbed my attention: language dopamine, and how learning a new language fundamentally alters our brains. We all kind of know it can open career doors.
Sure, that's the common understanding.
But what's the neurological story here?
Well, what's truly fascinating is the shift from just looking at those practical advantages to understanding the profound neurological impact. I mean, that Eurobarometer statistic is quite striking. 88% of Europeans, and even higher, 98% of people in Poland see language skills as useful.
Wow, almost everyone.
Yeah, but the underlying reasons are deeply rooted in our brain's remarkable ability to change, you know, neuroplasticity.
Right, the brain isn't fixed.
Exactly. Yeah. Think of your brain as constantly being sculpted by your experiences. And learning a language, it's like giving it a full body workout.
Okay.
Creating entirely new pathways, strengthening existing ones, ways few other activities can. This process even leads to an increase in gray matter density.
Gray matter, that's the processing part, right?
That's the part packed with neuron bodies, yeah, the actual processors. So more density generally means, well, more processing power.
So the act of learning a language actually causes physical changes in our brains. That's kind of mind-blowing.
It really is. Brain imaging, like MRI scans, have shown several key structural adaptations.
Like what?
Well, that increase in gray matter density we mentioned, particularly in regions dedicated to language, memory, and attention control.
Okay.
This denser network allows for more efficient information processing overall.
Right.
And the connections between the left and right hemispheres of the brain, especially through the corpus callosum.
The brain's superhighway.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It allows them to communicate more effectively. Those connections become stronger. Language learning essentially builds a wider, faster highway.
Huh.
And this also leads to enhanced executive functions.
Those are the skills, like planning, problem solving.
Exactly. Task switching, maintaining focus.
Mm-hmm.
Those crucial cognitive skills.
Mm.
They're largely governed by the prefrontal cortex, the brain's control center.
And language learning exercises that area.
Actively. It's a real workout for it.
So it's like we're not just learning words and grammar. We're actually upgrading the core infrastructure of our brains.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
And it sounds like these changes have benefits that extend beyond just language skills themselves.
Absolutely. Language learning actively engages brain regions critical for memory.
Okay.
So it makes it easier to recall not just new vocabulary and grammar rules, but potentially other types of information as well.
Right.
It also stimulates areas involved in processing information generally, which can lead to faster, more effective learning in a broader sense.
Is there evidence for that?
Yeah. There was a 2019 study, University of Edinburgh, found students actively practicing languages showed a significant 20% improvement on memory tasks.
Wow, 20%. That's really tangible, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. A very direct outcome.
And it's not just about memory, is it? I remember reading something about boosting logical thinking and creativity. Spot on. Research from the University of Toronto back in 2020 suggested that multilingual individuals tend to develop stronger logical thinking and analytical skills.
How does that work?
Well, the very act of navigating and comparing different linguistic structures seems to sharpen those abilities.
Makes sense.
Plus, language learning hones concentration, inference skills, recognizing patterns, understanding context.
Uh-huh.
This increased cognitive flexibility lets you switch more easily between different ways of thinking.
And that leads to creativity.
It can, yeah.
Yeah.
It fosters greater creativity by enabling you to sort of see the world through multiple perspectives.
Mm.
And crucially, this regular mental stimulation contributes to maintaining brain health as we age. It might even play a role in delaying the onset of things like Alzheimer's.
So learning a language isn't just about translation. It's about unlocking entirely new ways of thinking.
Exactly.
And that 2018 research from the University of Chicago you mentioned earlier, that really highlighted the connection between language learning and enhanced creativity and problem solving. It did. Interestingly, thinking in another language often encourages what you might call non-standard thinking.
How so?
It pushes you beyond your usual linguistic frameworks, right?
Right.
Broadens your perspectives, enhances mental agility.
Okay.
Learning new expressions gives you diverse ways to articulate ideas, which in turn can spark your imagination.
Right.
And the Toronto findings support this too. Multilinguals often generate more innovative solutions, probably because they can approach problems from different linguistic angles.
Interesting.
And let's not forget the element of improvisation. Maybe a willingness to take risks.
Which you have to do when learning a language.
Exactly. That comfort with stepping outside your comfort zone can have positive ripple effects elsewhere in life, too.
That makes perfect sense. You have to be adaptable. Now, in today's world, you know, constant information overload, strong concentration, and multitasking skills feel like superpowers.
They really do.
How does language learning help develop those?
Well, this is where the sustained mental engagement required really pays off.
Yeah.
It demands focused attention when you're listening, reading, writing, or speaking. This constant engagement acts like a training regimen for your attention span.
So it helps you filter out distractions.
It improves your ability to filter out distractions.
Nice.
Yeah, and maintain focus. A 2025 study from Nevada showed language learners are more efficient at switching between different tasks.
Right.
Think about having a conversation in a foreign language.
Okay.
You're simultaneously processing what's said, formulating your reply, monitoring your own pronunciation, grammar.
A lot going on at once.
Exactly. This simultaneous engagement activates brain regions crucial for cognitive control, that prefrontal cortex again.
Right.
Plus, language learning fosters metacognitive skills, basically, thinking about how you think.
Ah, self-awareness.
Yeah, which enhances self-awareness and ultimately improves concentration and task effectiveness.
So just to summarize the incredible brain benefits we've covered.
Yeah, let's recap.
We're talking improved focus, a more structurally sound brain, stimulated memory and speech areas, a boost in creativity, maybe delaying brain aging.
Increased neuroplasticity.
Right. And just better learning efficiency overall.
It's a pretty compelling list.
It really is. Now, let's delve into the dopamine aspect of language dopamine.
Okay.
What exactly is dopamine and why is it so relevant here?
Well, dopamine is a vital neurotransmitter. Basically, a chemical messenger enabling communication between neurons in your brain.
Okay.
It's produced in various brain areas and plays a huge role in, well, lots of things. Motivation, our sense of reward, movement control, cognitive functions.
Right.
It works by binding to specific dopamine receptors on nerve cells.
And its main jobs are.
Key functions include driving pleasure and motivation, coordinating movement, influencing cognition like memory and attention, regulating emotions. And notably, it's involved in addiction.
Okay, so dopamine, powerful chemical linked to pleasure, reward. How does language learning connect? Are we saying mastering verb conjugations gives us a little hit of something good?
Well, while language learning doesn't trigger the exact same intense response as, say, certain drugs.
Right.
It definitely activates similar positive pathways in the brain. Specifically those tied to pleasure, motivation, and a sense of accomplishment.
How?
When you make progress, maybe finally understanding a line in a film or having a simple conversation successfully,
yeah,
your brain's reward system kicks in. You get a release of dopamine. This creates a positive feedback loop, encouraging you to keep learning and reinforcing those new neural connections.
So that feeling of satisfaction when you finally get a tricky concept or understand someone, that's dopamine.
Precisely. That's the reward signal firing.
Interesting.
And in that sense, you could almost think of it as a kind of healthy addiction.
Huh, okay.
The intrinsic joy of learning, the satisfaction of achieving milestones, it provides a strong internal drive to keep going.
And unlike other addictions.
This one comes with a wealth of cognitive and well-being advantages.
Speaking of well-being, it sounds like the benefits go beyond just cognitive abilities. What about mental and emotional health?
Yeah, this is really important to mention. Regular language learning can significantly contribute to improved mental and emotional well-being.
How so?
Well, for one, it offers a valuable mental escape from daily stresses. It demands focus on something new, engaging. It
takes your mind off things.
Exactly. And that can actually help lower cortisol levels, the stress hormone.
Mm.
Plus, the sense of fulfillment from reaching goals builds self-confidence and enhances psychological well-being.
Right, that feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah. And the structure and routine that often come with regular study can provide a sense of stability.
Any research on this?
Yes. A 2022 University of Exeter study found language course participants reported lower stress, improved well-being, and greater life satisfaction linked to that mental and social engagement.
Social engagement, too.
Absolutely. Language learning often opens doors to new relationships and improves communication skills generally, fostering greater empathy and understanding.
So it's not just individual brain gains. It's also about connecting with others, experiencing the world differently.
Exactly.
And that ability to connect must play a big role in developing empathy and social skills, right?
Absolutely. Language learning inherently involves immersing yourself in the culture tied to that language.
Right.
By learning about different customs, values, you naturally develop a greater capacity to understand others' feelings and perspectives. That's empathy. It also directly enhances communication skills, building respectful relationships. You practice negotiation, asking questions, expressing emotions clearly.
Things you need in any interaction.
Right. You learn to handle misunderstandings, be patient. Interacting with diverse people through dialogues, online exchanges, it increases openness, tolerance, adaptability.
And that Chicago research mentioned learners understand perspectives better.
Yeah, that University of Chicago finding ties back into this, language learners tending to have a better grasp of others' perspectives.
It sounds like language learning isn't just about words, it's building bridges between people across cultures.
That's a lovely way to put it.
Now, knowing all this about dopamine and the brain's reward system, how can we actually leverage this dopamine effect to become more effective, more motivated language learners? Give us some practical strategies.
Okay, yeah. This is where understanding the neuroscience really helps your learning approach.
Right.
Firstly, break down your learning into small, manageable goals and reward yourself when you achieve them.
Like?
Instead of become fluent, maybe aim to learn 10 new words today. Or listen to a 5-minute podcast. Each small success triggers that dopamine release, reinforcing motivation.
I like that. Makes it feel less overwhelming. What else?
Embrace gamification. Turn learning into a game.
Apps like Duolingo.
Exactly. Duolingo, LingQ, Anki. Many have point systems, streaks, game-like elements. Or set yourself fun challenges like watching a TV show episode after finishing 3 lessons. Track your progress visually. Seeing that improvement is rewarding.
Gamification sounds engaging. What about making the actual learning activities more fun?
Oh, absolutely crucial. Integrate language learning into activities you genuinely enjoy.
It's like watching shows.
Watching shows, listening to music, reading books in the language. Connected to hobbies, follow recipes in Italian if you love cooking. Read sports news in German if you're a fan.
Makes sense.
When learning feels like pleasure, you get that double hit of enjoyment, maybe a bigger dopamine release.
Yeah, if it feels like a chore, it's hard to stick with it. What about frequency? Long sessions or short bursts?
Your brain tends to respond better to frequent but shorter sessions, like 10 to 20 minutes daily.
Really? Not hour-long cramming?
No. Shorter, consistent bursts help solidify information better and give more regular opportunities for those small dopamine hits, those feelings of accomplishment. Consistency is key.
Short bursts sound less intimidating. What about actually using the language, talking to people? That can feel scary.
It can be, yeah. But nothing quite matches the satisfaction of a successful conversation, even a simple one. So actively seek opportunities. Find language partners, tutors, conversation groups.
Online platforms.
Yeah. Tandem, HelloTalk, iTalk, even local meetup groups can be great. That real-time interaction provides a significant dopamine boost.
That sense of connection must be powerful. And finally, how can we track progress effectively so we stay encouraged?
Make a habit of regularly assessing your progress somehow. Maybe take a practice test monthly.
Okay.
Record yourself speaking, then compare it later. You'll likely be surprised. Track vocabulary, maybe an Anki. Seeing tangible evidence of growth is a huge motivator. It provides that feedback loop, reinforcing your efforts, keeping that reward feeling going.
So it really comes down to understanding how our brains are wired and strategically using that knowledge to make language learning more effective, enjoyable, and rewarding.
Exactly. That's the goal.
Okay. To bring our deep dive to a close, what's the main message you'd like our listeners to take away?
I think the core message is this. Learning a new language is so much more than just picking up a practical skill for your CV. It's a profound, engaging exercise for your brain. It triggers this cascade of positive cognitive and emotional benefits, all powered by your brain's natural reward system.
And on that thought, here's something for you, the listener, to consider. How could actively engaging in language learning be one of the most comprehensive and, frankly, enjoyable ways you can enhance your cognitive function and overall well-being? It's truly a full workout for your mind that yields tangible, deeply rewarding results. So which language sparks your curiosity and what small first step could you take today to unlock its incredible potential?